Welcome to Always Something, the podcast where we dive into the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unavoidable world of crisis communications. I'm Jamie, and every week we'll unpack the latest headlines, media moments, and entertainment disasters, exploring how things can go off course and how to steer them back. Whether it's a scandal, a setback, or a PR crisis, you can always bet there's always something to talk about. If you're in the biz or just intrigued by the drama behind the scenes, pull up a chair and let's get into it. Hi. And welcome to Always Something. My name is Jamie. And I just want to say basically kind of like two things. One is that I took a minute off. And for some of my listeners, I have listeners all over the world. And I'm so excited and so grateful that you guys support me. I live near Washington, D.C., like miles away from the Capitol. And it is a very challenging time right now to be living a short distance from the White House. And I just needed a second to process some things just as a person. And the second thing is I did an Instagram story not long ago when I asked a few people, well, I asked all of my followers, I have tens of thousands of followers, and I said, hey, what do you guys want me to do more posts about or more content about? Is there anything that you're looking for? Is there anything that you want me to specifically address? And I got an overwhelming response about one specific person. Her name is Candace Owens. For some reason, you guys have a bone to pick with her. You have some grievances, and you want me to talk a little bit about her, her history, kind of where she is right now, and ways that I could position or recommend for her to move forward. Now, my background is in crisis communications, but before I did crisis communications in government, I did branding for luxury brands and tying that into public figures. And so my perception is tied into not only like addressing what a problem is with someone, but also how can they be repositioned to succeed. What are their strengths? Where is that thread that I can pull on a little bit, you know, to see what's there? And that's essentially where I'm going to go with this podcast. There's enough people in this world that don't like Candace Owens. I don't have a strong feeling one way or the other about her from a professional space. Personally, you know, I try to kind of keep that behind the veil of professionalism just because I'm in this space and you guys come to me for a professional opinion and insight. So that's what we're going to focus on. Let's talk a little bit about Candace. She is, depending on who you ask, she's either a fearless, you know, truth teller taking on the establishment, or she thrives on chaos and outrage. And not for nothing, both can coexist, right? They can both be true. But one thing about Candace Owens is that she knows how to get people to pay attention to her. And that is a skill. And I believe that getting people to pay attention to you is a learned skill, but it's also something that you naturally want to do. Like, that's kind of who you are as a person. And, you know, Candace didn't rise through the traditional conservative circles. She hacked and hijacked the attention economy. And that's something that calms people. That's an expression that we use sometimes. Like, how can the share of the content be monopolized in one direction or the other? Who gets the most attention at a certain period of time for a certain topic? Why and how? And that's where marketing comes in, right? But she has very sharp delivery. She has a very strong, sleek presentation. She's very comfortable speaking into a microphone. She's very comfortable with attention. She likes it. And that style that she has of delivery blends very well with influencer polish. And she ties that in with like political aggression. And she's mastered the soundbite. So she can say something that will go viral on TikTok or on YouTube or on Instagram or X. That's something that she's very skilled at doing. And she drives that herself. That's who she is. And that is what propels her forward with whatever message she has. And before all of, you know, her notoriety really came, she built kind of an early following with encouraging Black Americans to leave the Democratic Party. And then from there, she became a staple of conservative media. And later a kind of self-contained brand with her own podcast and influence. And it's essentially political commentary as a personal brand. And it is incredibly lucrative. Candace, her politics aren't static. You know, they have evolved with her audience. And I believe at her core, just based off of what I've seen of her and the content that I've consumed just by watching her, she advocates and champions individualism. And she likes to argue the systemic explanations for inequities that keep people dependent. So she criticizes Black Lives Matter. She criticizes feminism. She criticizes public education. And she calls it like victimhood of industries, or the victimhood of like industrial complexes. And she at one point was an enthusiastic Trump defender. Like, this girl was I felt like every couple of days there was some conversation about her position in supporting Trump and his policies in his first term and in this term that he's in now. And now she's since split from various parts of the Trump world, and she's become very vocal about her distrust and dis-ease of the establishment within the GOP. And even in like foreign policy, she's taken some heat and questioning support for Israel, the narrative around the Gaza war. And because of that, those positions have gotten her into public spats and clashes with conservative networks and even her counterparts and commentators who used to amplify her. They don't do that anymore. So in her way of addressing it, she says that she's speaking uncomfortable truths. But to those that oppose her, they believe that she traffics and perpetuates conspiracies and misinformation. And either way that you're on the spectrum of her, it feeds into her brand. Her issues don't stop here in the United States. Like, she's beefing with the country of France. So earlier this year, Candace Owens decided to go out and promote this terrible false claim suggesting that Brigitte Macron, who is the French first lady, she's suggesting that Brigitte Macron is secretly transgender, which is wild. And that's just not considered gossip in France. It is considered defamation. So the Macrons responded, actually, with a legal complaint, and they filed it in Delaware. Many people may not know this, but Delaware is really easy to file lawsuits. It's easy to get banking done there. And so the Macrons filed in Delaware, which is crazy. And they argued that Candace was spreading malicious falsehoods. And Candace said it was free speech. I can't. And so either way, it became an international incident. Like, how do you beef with a country? And it doesn't stop there. She's beefing with Australia right now. And Australia and France are allies of the United States. We're friends with them. The French citizens, Australian citizens come to the United States often. They educate themselves here. They work here. They go back. Vice versa. I have worked with and met fantastic people from both countries. And for an American to have issues with them is just beyond my understanding. But long story short, Candace was going to be speaking in Australia, and she had a speaking tour over in Australia, and the government denied her visa. And they were citing that she had, that they had character concerns, and she had the potential to inflame division and controversies. Candace appealed it, and Australia sided with the government. So the Australia's like high court, they sided with the government and said Candace can't go. For her supporters, they consider these to be like badges of honor and proof that she is rattling and concerning elites around the world. But to people that oppose her, it is an inevitable consequence of playing it fast and loose with the truth. Candace is really going through a lot right now in today's Republican Party. She has accused them of being weak and opportunistic and disconnected from their base. That critique hits differently now than many of her former allies. And after a falling out with, you know, many conservative outlets over Israel and the moral confusion she believes that the current Republican Party has, Candace has, from what I have observed, styled herself as an independent truth teller. And she says that she's loyal to God and the facts. It is bold. It is strategic. It has isolated her. And I think the latest step was about, you know, the assassination of her friend Charlie Kirk. And it really like deepened that divide that Candace Owens has with the Republican Party. In October, Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And regardless of where you are on the political spectrum, it was absolutely shocking and scary. Candace and Charlie Kirk were friends and close collaborators. Their careers kind of rose along at the same time through the Turning Point Network. And since Charlie Kirk's death, Candace has been using her podcast to air her grievances and doubts about the official story of Charlie Kirk's assassination. In recent episodes, she's questioned the timeline. She's questioned the suspect's motives. And honestly, whether elements inside of the Republican Party are hiding something and she's accused certain conservative organizations of protecting secrets, hiding things. And she is inferring that there is a deeper corruption within the movement. Now, it is important to say there is no verified evidence to support these claims. Law enforcement has not indicated a cover-up or a political plot. Saying that and putting that to the side, Candace's episodes have still racked up millions in views. And that is fueling speculation and frustration inside of the Republican Party. And some party strategists say that she's hurting the movement by spreading paranoia and doubt and concern. And Candace's defenders argue that she's doing what journalists should do. They should question things. They should talk about things and ask the hard questions that no one else is willing to do. Either way, her commentary is forcing conservatives and liberals to, especially conservatives, to pick sides and follow her suspicion or stand up with her to the institutions that she no longer trusts. Candace Owens is more than a pundit. She is a case study in how outrage can become influence. She doesn't just reflect the political climate, she shapes it one viral clip at a time, one podcast episode at a time, right? And her controversies with the Macrons in France and in Australia show the what can happen when national laws collide with global speech. Her feud with the current Republican Party is showing what happens when ideological loyalty meets personal branding. And her podcasts about Charlie Kirk show how easily tragedy can become content and how suspicion can quickly fill the vacuum of grief. In the end, my opinion is that Candace Owens represents an ecosystem within media where attention is the currency. Take it a step further and say that conflict is the engine. And in that world, it introduces crises that can scale very large and can put small things and large things out of scope and out of scale. And then that's where crisis comms comes in to qualify the range of the crisis. Is this something that can be fixed very quickly, or is this something that is going to take months to unwind? So her crisis communications consultant is Mitchell Jackson. He came from the world of journalism, and now he is reverse engineering that for people that have issues and have problems. And I, as a person that has worked in crisis comms with a background in branding, I have long believed that Candace Owens needs a makeover. But I don't believe that she has a very strong social compass. That comes with time, that comes with guidance and development. The reason I can tell this and the reason I know this is because socially, her decisions and the way she positions herself or has in the past would have been more ethnically blended, for lack of a better expression. I think she's changing. And I think that in order to integrate other things, like her perspective on things, I don't know if the right time is now, but eventually, I think that there are ways to integrate her more into the Black media space. I think it would be a great idea for her to go into MSNBC or CNN. And not necessarily to wag her finger at the Republicans and to air her grievances, but there are ways for people to learn more about her. She just talked to Jason Lee not long ago. She went on his podcast. And that is just a messaging rebranding. Let people get to know you. You know? Who are you? Are you fun? Are you exciting? Do you have a personality outside of your political views? That's the rebranding part of it. And then also a good makeover. Some extensions maybe, like some soft glam. There are ways to like slowly move this forward, because I have always, I don't want to use the word worry, but I've always just knew that the other shoe was going to drop one way or the other. There was going to be an event. There was going to be a moment. There was going to be something that happened that would make her change her mind. And I will say that every person of color, every Black person that I know and have worked with, that's either in government, that's in politics, that's a journalist, and even myself, we all have a story that pushed us to where we are and why we feel the way that we feel and the decisions we've made. Like, there's something that happened that said, okay, this is where I am with it on this issue or this problem or this socioeconomic issue. Like, this happened to me, or I saw this and now I feel this way. And normally we deal with it before we become elevated into our positions. And with Candace Owens, it's happening in real time. We're observing it now. We're seeing it now. Which could work to her benefit should she do some branding along with the crisis comms that she's managing separate and aside from this. You have to find ways of reintroducing yourself as opposed to only triaging the problem, which is where branding and crisis comms differ. That's the difference there. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. I would not be surprised if she listens to this. Hey, Candace. My DMs are open, so if you want to chat, we can. I'm all the way here for it. Anyway, I think I'll leave it here because there's always something, right? I will talk to you guys soon. Take care.